This is the story of Edwin Jackson, a boy who learned about jazz. When he was still quite small, Eddie had strong musical tastes. When his father sang, Eddie moaned. When his mother sang, Eddie howled. Now, by the time he was five, Eddie had his own toy trumpet. At six, he was given a phonograph that was as small and sturdy as he. And at seven, a transistor radio was added to fill a bit more of Eddie's huge hunger for music. Suddenly, one day Eddie scotch-taped a bold sign on the door of his room. Do not enter. Music is being made. The door was then closed. From that day on, the sign appeared and remained in place from 3 to 6 every afternoon. From behind the door, Eddie's parents could hear the trumpet. Or the phonograph. Or the radio. And usually all three at once. The loudest by far was the trumpet. Soon, Eddie had a real trumpet and a real teacher whose tastes in music were as strong as Eddie's. Eddie's parents began to hear scales. First, simple scales that soared slowly and floated back down again, sometimes stumbling on the way. Then there were more and more difficult scales that climbed quickly and fell with dizzying speed. In time, there were exercises whose notes seemed to rise in a spiral until they had filled the entire room. From the exercises, Eddie went on to play real tunes. Tunes that sounded like a stream in a hurry, or a deep, peaceful river, or a storm. Or sometimes like nothing Eddie's parents could imagine at all. Eddie told them that these very advanced tunes were modern music. They nodded, but were not quite sure they understood. Soon, Eddie and his teacher began to play duets. Gradually, it became difficult to tell Eddie apart from his teacher. By the time he was 14, Eddie was a most accomplished and exceedingly proud trumpet player. One summer afternoon, although the sign was on Eddie's door and he was alone, he could not concentrate. Somewhere in some other house nearby, a small jazz band was playing. Leading all the other instruments was a tenor saxophonist who sounded more daring and more full of surprises than any musician he had ever heard. Eddie was curious, and he was disturbed. Eddie took his trumpet, left his room, followed the sound, and discovered four young men in the cellar of a house on the next block. Seeing his trumpet, the young musicians asked Eddie to join them. Eddie looked, and he looked again, but nowhere could he see any printed music. He tried to play with them, but something was terribly wrong. Eddie just couldn't find a place for himself. Every time he tried, the music sputtered to a stop. "Look, kid," the tenor man told him, "you know that horn all right, but you don't know jazz. When you do, come back again." Eddie sadly trudged home. But he had been excited by the music he had heard in that cellar. He began to listen to jazz records, mainly records which featured trumpet players. And soon he was having fun trying to play some of his exercises and classical pieces in jazz time. Eddie also began to realize that each trumpet player had his own way of playing. It was almost like people talking, with growls, with slides, and funny in-between notes. He also discovered the fun of different sounding mutes. Finally, Edwin Jackson felt ready. He ran to the cellar in the house on the next block. But when he started to play with the other musicians, there was still something terribly wrong. Eddie's horn stuck out as if he were all by himself. He still couldn't find a place for himself. He looked at his trumpet, but nothing was wrong with it. He looked at the other players, and they were shaking their heads. "Look, kid," the tenor man told him, "you know how to play jazz on the trumpet, but you don't know how to play with people. When you do, come back again." Eddie sadly trudged home. He thought and thought. He finally realized that on all the records he had heard, he had been listening to only the trumpet player and not to what the other musicians were doing. Eddie began to listen to his records in a new way. He learned about blending with other instruments. He learned about improvising counter melodies, tunes that fitted in with what the main soloist was playing. Up to now, Eddie had been playing on top of the music. But now he tried to get inside the music. He played with big bands and small bands, with bad orchestras and good orchestras. And to the shock of his parents, Eddie began to improvise with everything. Eddie leapt into symphonies and out again. He poked his trumpet into string quartets. And he chatted with oboes, violins, harps, and even a bassoon. Once again, Eddie felt ready and returned to the cellar of the house on the next block. This time, when he started to play with the other jazz musicians, he thought he fitted in perfectly. But after a while, the other musicians stopped and looked at him strangely. Eddie felt chilled. "Look, kid," the tenor man said, "you know everything except what to say in the music. You and that trumpet make a fine machine, but jazz isn't a machine. Jazz is how you feel. What do you feel? When you know, come back again." Eddie sadly trudged home. At first, he was very puzzled, but on his way home, he began to be angry. He rushed to his room, tore the sign off the door, grabbed the trumpet, and began to play. The first notes were full of rage, raw and ugly. But for some strange reason, playing them made Eddie feel good. He looked at the trumpet and he thought, "These are my notes. This music is me." As the hours went by, the angry notes turned into triumphant notes. Then into happy ones. All kinds of notes filling the room, and all these notes are mine, Eddie said. These notes are how I feel. Now, Eddie was growing up. He was spending more and more time away from home. He was becoming more and more restless, and he didn't quite know why. There were times when he felt good. There were other times when he felt all alone. Sometimes he was afraid of not doing well enough in school. Afraid of not being liked. Afraid of how angry he could be at his parents, at his teachers, at his friends, and even at himself. Sometimes Eddie couldn't sit down for having so many feelings bumping into each other inside of him. But whatever he felt came out in his music. It was as if his trumpet had become a part of him. Eddie found the old sign, "Do not enter, music is being made," and put it back on the door. Now, Eddie felt really ready, and he went back to the cellar on the next block. And this time, when he started to play with the other jazz musicians, he knew right away that he belonged. They played together for a long time, full of the pleasure of music making. Finally, out of breath, Eddie stopped. He found it hard to stop smiling. "Say," he said to the tenor man, "where does it all end? I mean, what more do I have to know?" The tenor man smiled. "You just have to be yourself. There are things you won't be able to say in words, but you'll be able to say them on the trumpet. That's what jazz is, you. And that's why jazz is always changing, because you change, and the people you play with change." You dig? Come on, let's blow! Late that night, when Eddie Jackson returned home, he made a new sign and put it on his door. It said, "Music is being made. Come on in."